Google Cloud Next 2026, why agentic AI is the developer's story to watch. Google Cloud Next 2026 is shaping up to be one of the clearest signs yet that AI is moving beyond chatbots and into real operations. The biggest story for developers is not just new model features, but the rise of agentic AI, systems that can plan, coordinate, and execute multi-step work across applications, data, security, and infrastructure. From prompts to workflows. For the last few years, generative AI has been defined by what it can create. At Google Cloud Next 2026, the conversation appears to be shifting toward what AI can do. That distinction matters because the next wave of developer value will likely come from systems that can take action, not just generate text, code, or summaries. Agentic AI is the idea that software agents can understand a goal, break it into steps, use tools, and complete tasks with far less human intervention. Instead of acting like a smarter chatbot, an agent behaves more like a digital operator. It can look up information, trigger workflows, coordinate with other systems, and keep moving toward an outcome. That shift is important for developers because it changes the architecture of AI applications. The challenge is no longer only prompt design or model selection, it becomes workflow orchestration, tool use, data access, governance, observability, and cost control. In other words, the hard part moves from making AI answer well to making AI behave reliably inside production systems. Why developers should care. For developers, agentic AI changes both the opportunity and the responsibility. On the opportunity side, it opens the door to applications that are more autonomous, more useful, and more personalized. A well-designed agent can reduce manual steps, connect disconnected tools, and create more natural user experiences. On the responsibility side, agents need guardrails. They need permission boundaries, audit trails, fallback logic, and clear definitions of what they can and cannot do. A model that simply generates output is one thing. A model that can take action on behalf of a user is another. That is why this trend matters so much for application builders, platform teams, and enterprise architects. The next generation of AI products will not be judged only on intelligence. They will be judged on trust, reliability, and integration with business systems. Infrastructure still decides everything. Even though the conversation is centered on AI software, infrastructure remains a major part of the story. Agentic systems are not lightweight experiments. They can require low-latency inference, persistent context, high-throughput data access, and efficient execution at scale. That is where the hardware and cloud platform layer becomes critical. If AI agents are always on, then the platform must support always-on workloads. If agents are making frequent calls across tools and data sources, then latency and reliability become product features, not back-end concerns. This is also why cloud vendors keep emphasizing custom silicon, optimized inference, and AI-specific infrastructure. The economics of AI matter just as much as the capabilities. Developers building production systems need a platform that can support repeated usage without becoming prohibitively expensive. Data becomes the memory layer. One of the most important ideas in the agentic AI conversation is that data becomes the memory of the system. Agents are only useful if they can operate with context. That context often comes from enterprise data, customer records, logs, documents, product data, and operational metadata. This is where data platforms become more strategic. Instead of being just storage or analytics layers, they start to function as context engines for AI. The richer and more accessible the data, the more useful the agent becomes. For developers, this means AI architecture increasingly depends on how well data is organized, secured, and exposed to systems that need it. The future of AI applications will not be built on models alone. It will be built on models connected to the right data at the right time. Security gets more autonomous. Security is another area where agentic AI could have major impact. Traditional security tools often generate alerts, dashboards, and recommendations. Agentic systems can go a step further by helping investigate, correlate signals, and even automate parts of incident response. That is appealing, because security teams are overloaded. They need faster triage, better prioritization, and more automation. But it also raises the stakes, because autonomous systems in security require strong oversight and careful design. For developers and platform teams, the lesson is clear. AI security cannot be an afterthought. If agents are going to act inside business systems, then security must be part of the agent architecture from the beginning. That includes identity, permissions, logging, and policy enforcement. The workplace angle matters too. Another reason this topic is resonating is that agentic AI is no longer limited to developer tooling or research demos. It is moving into the digital workplace. That means agents can assist workers not just by answering questions, but by performing tasks across applications. That could include drafting internal updates, managing data lookups, routing requests, or helping employees move faster through routine work. For enterprises, this is where the return on AI starts to become more visible. For developers, it means the audience for AI products is expanding beyond technical users. This is also where usability matters. The best AI systems will not just be powerful, they will feel embedded, fast, and almost invisible. The less friction users feel, the more valuable the system becomes. Why cost control is part of the story. Every AI trend eventually runs into the same question: what does it cost to run in production? That is especially true for agentic systems, which may involve repeated inference calls, tool usage, data access, and orchestration overhead. This is why FinOps is now part of the AI conversation. Developers and decision makers need to think about latency, token usage, hardware efficiency, and workload design together. A system that works beautifully in a demo can become impractical at scale if the economics do not hold. So while the headlines may focus on intelligence, the long-term winners will likely be the platforms that make AI efficient enough to deploy widely. That is one reason Google Cloud Next 2026 matters. It is not just about capability, but about making agentic AI viable in real enterprise environments. What Google is really signaling? The deeper signal from Google Cloud Next 2026 is that Google wants to become the control plane for agentic systems. That means the place where agents are built, connected, governed, secured, and optimized for production. That is a significant ambition. It suggests the next phase of cloud competition will not just be about hosting applications or training models. It will be about owning the layer where AI agents operate across enterprise workflows. For developers, that means the real story is not a single product announcement. It is the direction of the platform itself. Google is betting that the future of cloud software will be shaped by autonomous systems, and that developers will need tools for building them safely and at scale. What it means. Google Cloud Next 2026 is not just another AI conference. It is a marker of where enterprise AI is heading next, toward agentic systems that can act, coordinate, and scale in production. The most important shift is not from old AI to new AI, but from AI that responds to AI that executes. Closing note. Cloud Latitude will have several team members at Google Cloud Next 2026 in Las Vegas, following the announcements and conversations shaping the next phase of agentic AI.